I will explain what you need to do and what the students need to do. For those who have longer memories, the students, here's the format for today. You have a maximum of 5 minutes to present your project. And in order to help you do that, I have three things in front of me. One is a stopwatch, so I will be fair. One is a sign that says you've had 4 minutes. It faces towards you and to the audience so they can see what you're doing. And the final tool I have is a second mouse. So if I judge that you have got too close to the end of your limit, I'll advance the slides for you. The next group's time will start, if not earlier, 5 minutes after you do. So at the 4 minute sign, that's news for the next group to come down to the front and get ready to start talking, because then their 5 minutes will start. So next group, it's an alphabetical order. When you see the sign go up, please quietly come down and get ready to start your presentation. The clients and guests and computer lab staff, you should all have a voting slip. What we would like you to do is to make a vote for the three projects that you think are best. We'd like you to vote for them on two grounds. We're interested in giving a prize for the project that has made the most impressive technical achievement, and we're interested in giving a prize for the project that has made the most impressive professional achievement. So if you could place three votes in each of those columns, and we will, they're equal value votes, and we'll simply add up the groups in each category that get the greatest total at the end. So that's the voting system.